Blog Talk Radio.
Go see my world so cold.
And welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio for a Wednesday night. We are live here and we are ready to take your calls. Our guest tonight is the one and wonderful, amazing psychic medium and healer, Tina Bliss. And she has taken your phone calls. Now, you do need to call in. And I know Tina is live on Facebook, but she's doing the readings on the radio show. So, Tina, if you could let your listeners know, the folks in front of you, to call in. I know I've been posting in there, but a lot of people wanting readings. But you do need to call in. The number to call in, very easy, 347-884-8245. Once again, 347-884-8245. 884-8245, and then press 1, okay? Free readings tonight, 1 hour show, and we're here to help you, the caller, the listener, and just a couple of, we have a lot of shows tomorrow night, so be with us, including Greg Keane from Lilydale, tomorrow night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time, here on Journey in the Light. So glad to be back here. We've taken a couple of days off here. A little bit of downtime for me, and glad to get back with it, back with all you guys who I love so much, and I really mean that, so in case you ever wondered. But anyway, here with Tina Bliss, call on in. We're going to her now, 347-884-8245. Tina's live on Facebook as well. Join her. She is currently live on her page. Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss is the page on Facebook. Go over there and like it. Also, you can catch her live Facebook feed there. Also, I have it shared on my page and quite a few of the far as spiritual Facebook pages. And if you're listening and if you're in there, please go ahead and share that out to as many Facebook groups, spiritual groups as you can. We greatly, and Tina would greatly appreciate that, just spiritual groups. We would appreciate that. Okay, so call on in one last time, 347-884-8245. I'll keep typing that into the chat there. We're going to bring Tina on. Tina will go on into her topic. Then right after that, we'll spend the rest of the hour with you, the callers. So, all right, let's go and join in back here. Tina Bliss, welcome back. Tina, how are you doing?
I'm great, Michael. How are you? Hi, everybody. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back too. I'm actually, I'm not being negative. I'm just being very real. You know, somebody had asked me on the feed here on the comment section, how do I feel about, you know, how am I feeling about this moon? I'll tell you what, I went to an appointment today and I couldn't even drive home. I was exhausted, lethargic, just wipe me out. I can feel, you know, we all can. The moon is so amplified, but this lunar blue moon is, blood moon is just a triple whammy. It's the closest to the earth that we're going to see. And it's amplifying emotions, endings, completion, dark sides, light sides, everything. But I'll tell you, you physically feel the emotions of the moon, whether you can connect that to that or not. But I have spoken to too many people that are just feeling that they're, you know, they're so drained. Well, if you're drained, you've got to clear house. You've got to take a bath in Epsom salts. You've got to do a meditation, have a Reiki session, acupuncture, yoga, exercise, breath meditation, eat real clean, do a detox, drink water, take time to yourself, detach from every dramatic person that you can think of. I don't care if you love them or not. This is the time where you have to kind of go into your, no, you don't have to kind of, you really truly have to go into your inner self and bring all that love and light and beauty and really what you want, you should want it to be amplified as well. And what you will get with a great return. I believe that this is a time of balance and giving and receiving. And I tell you, I have cut cords. I always cut cords, meaning I cut away from people that bring me down. I don't like anybody to make me feel bad about me. And please, everybody, don't do that. So if you have an unhealthy, I jumped right into the topic, Michael. I kind of had to, because there's a lot of people tonight. So, you know, if you're around somebody that's, I cut cords with people that try to make me feel bad or manipulate me. That's not going to happen with me, not with the work that I do or the work that any of us do. And I think that I like myself a little bit too much to really be out there to help people that really want to be helped. I always want to save somebody. Well, I'll tell you, I've really kind of learned, well, maybe this is my path. I probably will learn to the day that I die that I just can't save everybody. No, I just always try to at least. But I always get the lesson back to me, but I always end it as a humbling. I'm not saying kicking somebody to the curb or anybody. I just say just pushing everything aside because I cannot go off of my purpose. I cannot have anybody go off of their purpose. No matter what your purpose is, you can be a tractor-trailer driver. That's your purpose. You shouldn't have anybody distract you from your job. That's a serious job. All of our jobs are serious. And I'm here to serve you. My gifts are not for me. They're for everybody. So if people want me to be my best, then I want people to treat me like an equal, or I can't have it. So I'm putting that out there for you all to really be mindful of that. Number one, if you're in a relationship and it's toxic and you know it, please don't call me and tell me that you are why. Because the answer is why. You don't get along with everybody. Not everybody is going to love you. When is the right one going to come along? We work on spirit time. We're not. None of us are God. I can get very, very close to God. Very, very close to spirit time. Very, very close to it. But timing is not your prediction. Is what you're asking. What's happening? I really believe that we're in a time for love, and I see people that are parting also. I feel that when we, as we love somebody, we feel that we can heal them. And that's not true. I think that love creates miracles, and you're giving and receiving. But if you're giving everything, it's not a balance, is it? No. There's a lot. There's a lot of things that I feel that are going on. I'm getting a lot of dynamic readings. I always have. But these are very deep ones, Michael, and everybody out there listening. I can't begin to tell you the amount of mediumship that I've done. I'm talking down to, like, horrific suicide. And I never, ever see this, okay? And, well, I'll take that back. In a very long time, I haven't. I'm a devoted believer in the heavens and in God and the angelic realm and many, many levels of heaven, and I believe in two different worlds. I believe in a heaven and I believe in a hell. But I just recently read for somebody, and I did not feel that their passed-on loved one ascended. I didn't feel it. And the presence would not leave my house. I could hear it. I can hear them walking up and down my stairs. And I have a lot of artwork on my walls, and a lot of things were rattling. And when they left, it just wouldn't stop. And I did, of course, my cleansing that I did, and it finally left. But I'll tell you, it's been very heavy, heavy energy, beautiful energy. Then I've read for many people that have crossed in such beautiful light. And today, one of my dear friends called me, and I knew it was the day that her dog was going to pass. And I went, so Dorothy, thank you for involving me with that. It was very heartfelt to read for her today. I said it would be 3 o'clock my time, and it was 6 o'clock her time that they made the appointment to do what they needed to do. Her dog was really suffering. So I believe in that rainbow bridge in heaven. So that was beautiful, but a lot of death this week. So, that was my topic. I hope everybody has had a good week. Keep it positive. That's what I want to say. How about that, Michael? I said a little bit in a very short amount of time. But it's true. Keep it positive, everybody, and detach from drama. If you're going to be dramatic, you're going to bring drama into your life. And there's a lot of sadness. Be mindful of what somebody else is going through. Please don't play the victim. People are not going to feel sorry for you. I think that this is time that everybody gets in their power. And if you say that you love somebody, prove it. Words don't mean anything. Your actions do. All right. I'm going to roll. let me read some of my comments here. Okay. Okay. That's right, Carrie. That's right. May I have a card of the past lives think that I had were my true past lives? Elizabeth, you have to call in at 347-884-8245 to have a reading with me. I don't do the readings on the feed, okay? All right. This is Michael. Do you want to chime in at any time? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay. Yeah, if you can just make the point to people, I don't know if they can hear me or not. Can you have audio out so people that are listening to you?
I sure can. Can everybody? Yeah,
they can hear me. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Can everybody hear Michael?
Yeah. Okay. So everybody, call into the show. I think everybody, for some reason, is confused and they think the readings are online today. So call in. That's how the readings are done, to speak to Tina. 347-884-8245, and then press 1 on your phone. Okay, now they're calling in like crazy. Okay, so press 1 on your phone, guys, and we'll start going to the callers. Press 1 on your phone, and we're ready for the first call, Tina? Like magic.
I sure am. I think I burnt myself out. Okay, no, I'm good. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Sounds great. Okay, so we got 40 minutes with Tina Bliss with readings, 515 Iowa. Welcome. Could we get your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Manju.
Tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Manju.
Manju? How do you spell that?
Yes. M-A-N-J-U.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great. Fabulous. Wonderful. Wonderful. What can I do for you, sweetie?
Do you have any message for me?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I sure do. Tell me how old you are.
I'm 35 plus.
Get rid of your stress. I keep hearing to get rid of your stress, make amends.
Okay.
Make amends with, do you understand what that means, to make amends with others?
No.
Do you feel that you have spiritual gifts?
I don't feel like I have, but I do believe in spirituality.
Okay. I feel that you have spiritual gifts as a healer. It's going to come to you within the next 5 years. I feel like by the time you hit 40, I feel that yours is more past life that's coming through here. And I keep hearing meditation for you.
Yeah, I used to do that. A couple of years ago, I'm struggling with kids right now. I really find it hard, especially with my elder son.
Right. Well, that's what makes amends with other people mean, and you told me no when I told you yes, right? So be very open-minded. So here's what's going to help you. That meditation, the prayer work, anything that you need to do to keep everything in a real positive flow, feng shui, and energy movement, keeping all the doors open and getting rid of the stress. It feels like it's stagnant around you, and it's not to be negative. You're looking to clear out. It's almost like clear your space, clear your home. Hey, Lisa, clear everything out. And I feel that, what's your oldest son's name?
Neil.
How old is he?
6.
He's 6?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. He just had, he's a lot of fire. He's very fiery.
Okay.
So
yes.
He'll settle down, but I think it's going to take a couple of years.
Yeah, he's very, very energetic. It's sometimes hard for me to handle.
Well, play music, work with them. It's not like he's unbalanced, nothing like that. He's fine. He's just a guy. I looked at him. I'm like, wow, he's got fire. I actually feel that he's a past life connection with you. It's like you know, you've lived with him before. So this is all good. None of this is negative for you, sweetie. None of it is.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to help him?
Play music. Meditate. Absolutely. Chimes, bells, what are those? Singing bowls. Oh, my gosh. Play all that. Have that music in the background. I think that the noise level will lower his, not that it would be noisy, but the noise, how he hears it would be very high-pitched. It's a very high-pitched vibration. He's very clairaudient. I would play something that would soothe his soul, and I feel this will calm down.
Yes, he's he has so much energy, it's hard for me to even have him sit. So it's very hard for him. I tried to have him for meditation, but it's just hard. So I was a little stressed out about that.
You know, I had meditation with my son all the time. I did energy work on my son all the time, and I did, you know, meditation, and he sat in on my Reiki classes when he was young. So I never let him sit on my readings, but for energy work, of course, I always did, because it feeds where you do it. It builds. It's a building modality. But if you do your meditation in the same area, he's just trying to get your attention, and I really mean that. But I also feel it's like he has a past life, and it's fire. I mean, he's really got a lot of fire, and it's not just because he's at six and a boy. It's stress, and he can feed off of you very easily. I feel that the times of slowing down is about 2 years for him. He's very scientific. He's very brilliant. But I get the month of June is actually going to be a really good month, and do not worry about your money. Everything's going to be okay. Not overboard, not underboard, you know, not going under. It's like it's steady. You might have a few hiccups, but everything's going to catch up.
Okay. Around June?
Remember, if you heard what I said in the beginning, I hear June, and I don't like to stand by timing, but if I hear it, I'm going to give it to you. Timing is not a prediction. It's a guideline, and we work on spirit time. But you are responsible for that course of action. So this is what you would do to get to that. Meditate, prayer work, get rid of your stress, whatever you need to do as a woman, and clear your space. Energize your home. Use energy work. Use tools. Raise the vibration. Raise the bar. That's what I keep getting with you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just everything just feels like it's just festering in your home, just stagnant. So, hi everybody. So just clear out, and everything will be good.
Sure, I will do that. Thank you so much. That's really helpful. Thank you, Tina.
You have a grandmother around you, a grandmother that had a very chronic cough, a very strong cough.
My grandmother did pass away, but she had a throat cancer, so maybe that's why you're getting that.
Yeah. She's all around you, just so you know.
Is she? I used to dream about her a lot, but lately I haven't, and I usually think about her a lot.
You will. You're going to. Once you start meditate, open up that door. Ask for the blessing. She's really there as guidance, and she's really there just observing. She's like, got her wings, and she's just investing time with you. I feel that you're special. I feel that everybody's special in your home. I keep getting this, and I know I'm repeating it. I'm just going to tell you again, okay? Clear that space. It's really going to help. I know it is.
Okay. Yes.
And
yes,
you know
I'm
how to do it.
Yeah, I've been trying to do minimalism lately. I'm not successful yet, but I definitely, that's been in my mind for a couple of months already, and I started that.
Yeah,
that helps.
Good. Good, good. I wish you the very best, and if you ever need me, just message me and ask me any tips that you need for clearing your space. Tell me what you've done. So just saying it this way is if you need me, just message me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Gina. This information was really helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely, sweetheart.
Appreciate it.
You have a great evening.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Great. Thanks for your call. We appreciate you. Much love to you. Gina, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
Oh, my website is tinabliss.com. I'm in the state of Virginia. I live in Port Norfolk. I'm on Bob Olson's directory on Facebook. I'm on my page is Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss. Kelly, you would have to call in 347-884-8245.
Yes.
To get a
reading. Right. So
okay. This
is a radio show, folks, if you're listening. So call in for a reading, 347-884-8245, if you're calling live here on the show. We got about 30 minutes left. We do have about 14 on hold. So I didn't mention this earlier, but real quickly, you might want to donate $25 to the homeless, and you'll be next up. Links are on the radio page, or I've been posting them on the live feeds as well. If you have any questions about that, just ask me. Let's go to our next call then, and let's go to area code 417. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Jennifer from Branson, Missouri.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Do you have me on a speaker?
Oh, yeah. Let me fix that. There we go.
Okay.
Are you there?
I can hear you now. I sure can. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Oh, my gosh. I lost my mom, September 2016. I lost the love of my life, Leon Majette, famous blues player, so talented in so many ways. There's been death all around me. I mean, I went from owning a home. I had the world in my hands. I lost it all, and now I'm in this place without my mom. She was 55. I'm 39. My daughter, who's 19, and my son, who's 18, are just completely lost and feel just completely alone. I'm trying to find closure with all this guidance. I have no one to call in my family because all the families just, you know, hatred and shunning and just, oh my gosh, it's just like a big old puzzle that I'm trying to put together. I'm sober over 2 years now from drugs, and it's like I've fought for this. Like, what did I fight for? And my biological brother and I have shunned each other, and we're trying to rebuild that brother and sister bond, and he called me last night, and just guilty, feeling guilty and blaming ourselves for our mother's death, and just completely, you know, my brother poured his heart out to me, and my brother doesn't cry. And you know what I'm saying? So, like, anything from spirit, any guidance. I know my love, Leon, that unfortunately committed suicide. I didn't see him before he passed away. And he had so much to say to me, and I hear it in my dreams, but I don't ever remember it when I wake up the next day. And
okay.
I guess my main question...
No,
go ahead.
You go ahead. No, you go right ahead.
Just whatever you feel, you know, I can't really make a question out of all these issues I've got going on.
Tell me what your mother's name was.
Maggie.
I'm so sorry. How old was
Maggie? Oh gosh, 55. 55 years young.
She's around a man, a blue-collar worker. Are there four children around you? Who's the four children?
Who's the four children? She had three children. My little brother passed away at 15 years old. And
so that's
me and
the
my
fourth
brother
child,
Mark.
Correct? That's the fourth child, correct?
My mother had three children. She had
Where's
a miscarriage.
The fourth? Okay, so then that would make four then. Okay.
Yeah, she did have a miscarriage.
I see that she's had four children. I get a very hard life around her.
Oh, yeah. The guilt that she always cried about.
I feel emotional disease, you know, around your mother.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm the same way. Just constantly nervous, constant anxiety, constant worry.
Okay, let's calm down. I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to follow me, okay?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
I want you to breathe. Don't hold it. Just keep breathing.
Just so emotional. Whew. Yeah.
Jennifer Leon's showing me, keep breathing, calm it down. I'm trying to work with you, all right?
Okay.
I keep getting love around you, and I mean like a real relationship. I know that your brother is coming back into your life, and I get 10 other people that will be coming back into your life. Keep breathing.
I'm breathing.
It's like there wasn't food on the table with your mother at times, I feel.
You're right on that.
Right. This was a struggle. I get with Leon as well, I feel that you attracted who you were, and his suicide was planned. I can tell you that.
Yeah, he threatened it many, many times.
And he meant it. And that this is so sad. So it's never an insult towards you, okay? But you did truly attract who you are, right? Not that you're going to do anything to you, but you do have, you know, issues at hand that I know that you're taking care of. I know that you are. But I actually feel this year is a real good one of change. And I don't mean that everything's going to go away. You cannot erase memories. I know that you had a hard life. I can see things in here that I don't really feel that I would share on radio, okay? Because I feel that there were a lot of scorning in your family and a lot of abuse, more than just physical and emotional, and I also feel sexual as well.
Yes.
So I don't really want to go there, but I know that you know that,
I'm
right?
Struggling
so,
with it so bad, though.
I know you are. I know you are. And your mother is there as a guide. She's very ascended. She's around a blue collar worker. I feel Leon there. I feel 10 people coming back into your life. Your family is all over the place in the spirit world, but they're all together. But here in the living, your family will come back together. Those that you leave behind, just bless them on their journey. You actually are on an upswing. I feel that this year is a good one. When you hear Leon, he was manic. I get a very manic personality. Now, I'm not a therapist. It's just what I'm hearing is
what does manic mean?
Very highs and lows. Extreme highs extreme.
Oh my god.
Extreme
gosh,
lows.
You get so mad. Yeah.
Right. But and I mean it, but he
it wasn't him at times.
I know. It was like very manic to two people, but that's, you know, I feel that he was, I just don't believe in accidental deaths. I believe that our Creator gives us our time of birth and then our time of departure as well.
Yeah,
so
he had known it from the beginning how it was going to end.
Well, how about this? He planned it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Course.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that, and I mean, he planned it dead on, and I hate telling you that way, but I have to. Your mother, I also feel, is suffering, but I feel a very fast departing, and I feel that nobody wanted to be accountable for even putting anything together for. That's what I get. This is how sad this is.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. The family is, my Aunt
yeah.
Debbie, I'm the eldest, and my Aunt Debbie went over and was the power of attorney, and, you know, we had a proper funeral for her. Me and my brothers struggling
finally.
To get her a gravestone.
Right.
Yeah. And,
nobody wanted to really step up.
Say what?
I said nobody wanted to really step up is what she was telling me. But it's not an ugly
right.
way. But right. I do feel family will come together. I just feel that it's this was like a livelihood. So I feel that I keep getting 10. And remember that I'm telling you that. Please keep yourself in a really good place and keep yourself around positive people. And I mean that. I think your brother's going to give you a lot of closure, but I'm going to tell you, for a while, you're still going to be looking for your own peace of mind. But as you go on with your sobriety, you will. The people that are around you in the spirit world, there's just as many that are coming back in the physical. I feel that I know that you're very depressed. You have to take action with that. Okay, there's no denying that. I believe in miracles and I believe in the ultimate power of healing. But I know that it's been so much all at once. I don't get doom and gloom in the future. I get
right.
It's bright,
so much
but
all
you're,
at once.
Right, right. But you're working on it. So
yeah.
Just remember that I'm telling you that I could go on and on about this reading. But again, is there things that I won't say on
right.
radio because I choose not to, and you know that. So,
right.
And I understand. But we know that they're around you. But you have to be proactive. I also see that you're going to move and make a new home, and it's going to start off small, and then it's going to be comfortable.
That's what I need terribly.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually feel that you will have another mentor in your life.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I live with my main mentor, basically, right now. So.
Right.
My wife's neighbor.
And I think, right, and I think that that's very important. But they're really watching you, too. I can tell you that. So please do your best to stay on the upswing. But I see you moving and creating a new home. That's when the timing is right, and I'm not going to put timing on that one. That one's going
okay.
to be up to you, your mentor, your brother, your children. I mean, I think that you're going to make a decision. You're not going to lean on them. You're going to lean on them. You're going to lean on yourself, but I feel that you're going to look to them for support, and you're going to have it. I don't feel that you're going to be on the outs with your brother at all. I just don't. I don't. I don't.
Right.
You have to take care of.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I know that you waited for him, but now is the time to be the most proactive that you can. I feel. What are your children's names?
Ashley and Austin.
How old is Austin?
18.
How old is Ashley?
19.
Be careful with Austin. He can be a drifter, okay? He can drift
oh, yeah.
in and out, okay? But be careful about that. You know, Ashley will be okay over time. She'll be okay over time.
Is her grandparents on her dad's side of the family, you know, helping guide her the right way? I feel Carol and Gary trying to send me messages, hey, she's going to be fine, when I'm stressing out about it, and especially with Austin, because Austin's a super withdrawn, hurt, damaged over the family shunning us at Christmases, shunning us at Thanksgiving. We're the only
But that
ones.
Shouldn't matter. I know, but that shouldn't matter. You make the best of it. That's what I'm going to tell you. Don't live in the past anymore.
Yeah,
that's the thing is, I know,
Christmas.
And I know, and I'm going to be blunt about it, is
we
I understand. Right. Absolutely. You have to. But yes,
but
I said there were more
won't
many.
Get over it.
He needs help.
Hurting.
That's what I'm telling you, is he's a drifter. He's drifting in and out.
Okay.
He's a drifter. Yeah.
He don't want to get out and about. He wants to play the video game all day and, you know, not go out and be, what do you call it, proactive? I don't know. Like, get out and play basketball, go fishing, you know, get out of the house. He looks like a ghost, and his father has cancer, my children's father that he lives with.
Right.
I offered to take him to the arcade, I offered to take him here, I offered to take him there, and I have no car or transportation, so I have to have friends take me, and he's like, no, Mom, I don't want to go unless it's with Dad. And it's just
Will
so,
you understand
like,
that there's a lot of death around him? You know, there's a lot of death and departure. This is what I'm going to tell you is this is something that you've got to really just, you're still healing, you're still taking care of yourself. It's all about change. I mean, his father's not going to be here long. He's not going to survive this. That doesn't sit with me. So your son is really doing the right thing, but he's actually needs help.
Yeah. He's seeing a psychologist or something. His father told me today. So that's going to be super beneficial to him, I think.
Right. Well, I wish you all of the best. I just feel that this is a real cluster, and I just feel that it's going to rid itself over time, not right away.
Yeah. What signs did my past loved ones like show me?
Gotta get to our next call. Tina, can you give her your phone number?
Yeah, that's what I've been talking about, sweetheart. These weren't coming
right.
from me. They were coming from them.
Of course, yeah. Well, thank you. God bless you for everything you do.
Absolutely, sweetheart.
You're amazing. But, all right.
How are you?
Thank you all. Stay strong.
Okay. Hold the line.
You have to stay strong.
Yeah. Hold the line, okay? Hold the line. And Tina's going to give out her phone number, business number, and her website. Now, because something like this, it's never resolved in a quick radio reading, and you obviously need help. And my gosh, my heart goes out to you. I lost both my parents when I was a teenager. So, but there's no reason for you to feel the way you are. We all are on a you know, the day we check out, we're planned to do that. It's never your fault. I could go on and on about that, but I won't. Tina, you want to give out your contact info for her and everybody else?
Yeah, my website is tinabliss.com. It has all of my information on there. I'm on Facebook on Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss and on Bob Olson's directory. And I just want to stress to everybody, I really value my work and I value my clients. But when I do radio, I do it on my free time. This is my free time for everybody. So if I can't get to you, you'll have to call in on the next show. I read for over 100 clients a week. And I just, if I were to, I'm just going to keep it at that. We try to do 2 hours, and I'm here to really help as many people as I can. But Michael has so many magnificent people that are on the show. So if you can't get in with me tonight, try with somebody else. There's nobody that's going to steer you wrong. I wish I could. Would answer everybody, but I try my best. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. All right, great. So, and tonight we're doing just an hour. So I want to tell to the listeners is we're going to take our next call. Now, any calls after that, if you want to donate $25 to the homeless, we'll bring you on. Otherwise, we have to wrap up. So if you want to donate to the homeless, I'll come to you in the screening room. And if you need help, how to do that. It's just a $25 donation. We just give a big thank you, and we'll stay over anytime someone wants to help those in need like that. So definitely a great cause. Christina, you're next. Welcome to the show, and thank you for your donation. And you're on with Tina Bliss.
Hello.
Okay, her line is coming up here once the network will yeah, but as well, let me point out to everybody here that while this is coming up, Tina is here every week, so every Wednesday here at this time, so 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time, so write it down, tell your friends, come on back for another live show. So, okay, I believe we have Christina on the line.
Hello.
Well, let's try this. Network is acting really slow. Well, that's never good. We'll be there momentarily. Tina, you have anything to add? I'll interrupt here in just a second.
Yeah, I'm doing another expo in July, and I'm doing an event, the fur ball that's being filmed, the doggy pageant that's being filmed in April. And I'm doing another event, and I can't think of that one right now. But I'll think of it. So all that stuff is really cool. I love to do the psychic expos. And I'm going to start traveling with them. And I'm also going to start with webinars, where I'm going to be teaching classes online, which is going to be very cool. I will be posting them on Psychic and Healer Tina Bliss. The number, AJ, is 347-884-8245. Michelle,
okay.
You would call in at 347-884-8245.
Okay, and Tina, if you want, you know, talk about anything or ask, you know, talk to any of the audience in front of you,
yeah.
I'll jump in just as soon as
this
comes
up. Hi,
Lynn.
How are
up.
You?
Okay.
Hi, Elsa. AJ, what was your question? And I'll answer it for you if you can type it out. I think Michael's having some technical difficulty. Yeah, Michelle, it's 347-884-8245. Tell me what your question is, AJ. I don't do a general reading. What is your question about love life? Hey, Crystal. Yeah, Lynn, I know where you're from. Hi, Andrew. AJ, what is your question? I think that yes, we're live. Yeah, I think that you're going to meet somebody that's new. Yes. Okay, now we're talking. I actually feel that you're going to meet the love of your life into next year. It's not this year. Whoever you meet this year is just people that you're, you know, going to date. But, hey, Elisa, people that you're going to date, but I think that your love of your life comes into next year. And I feel that they are all about educating themselves. So they can't get enough information, like into coffee and books. That's what I get. Catherine, oh, hi, Debbie. Hey, Debbie. Catherine, will you meet a new love soon? Yeah, I actually feel that you will. And definitely in the beginning half of the year, but it's somebody that's polar opposite of what you're used to. You need to raise the bar much, much higher and not go for the dirty dogs. How about that? Melissa, yes, you're very protected. I actually feel Uriel, Gabriel, of course, Archangel Michael, and a series of aunts and uncles all around you. AJ, it's a prediction. That's why I did not feel it was this year. Your love is going to be into next year, not this year. Yeah, Melissa, you're very, very protective. I can tell you that I think that you would benefit from automatic writing to work with your spirit guides. You have a lot of angelic qualities about you, and you have a lot of protection. You're very empathic, and you're a little medium yourself, so you've got to kind of get to work, tap into that. No, I'm not going to answer anything about pregnancy. I don't feel like I really want to. Kathy, yeah, I think that you're going to get a new job. I feel that it's going to be a little bit slower. Caleb, you won't let go. That's why you won't fall in love. You feel a little bit blocked, like open up the heart. Your visit to Japan is going to be just fine. I actually feel it's going to be a spiritual experience for you, Billy. Don't worry about that. The dirty dog means don't raise the bar higher, Catherine. It means go for somebody that, who I see around you is somebody that's completely different than what you would go for. Meaning raise the bar. That's what I get. I feel that you might have to go back again, Sally, but your disability is going to be approved. Yes, Susan, your son is with you. Absolutely. Yes, is it Che, your travel abroad to work? I feel that that's going to happen, but I feel that it can be delayed. That's what I get. I think it can be delayed. Che, who is your relationship with? Jay, I think that your relationship's going to be a little bit turbulent, a little bit more. I don't know if this is your partner. I can't commit to that one. I think that this one is a learning lesson for the both of you. That's what I feel. Yeah, Linda, I actually feel movement all around you. I feel peace. I feel that you are, I don't even want to say guarded. I feel that you are, you need to lift your spirits up. It's you. I keep getting your system. Yeah, Jay, work on it. I'm not real confident that this is your life partner. I'm not feeling it.
Okay, Tina,
I'm going to take my calls. Okay.
Okay, well, just to everybody and to Tina and everybody, we're at the end of the show anyway. The network sometimes has an outage, and it looks like that's what's happened because I can't do anything with my switchboard. So we're going to have to say it a wrap, and Tina will be back next week, and we'll do an extended show next week, more time. That's the best we can do with it, but it was a great show. So thanks, Tina. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody. I will talk with you all next week. Linda, yes. Am I in love with the right guy? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, give it some time, but yes. Okay, good night, Michael.
Okay, good night, and good night, everybody. See you guys tomorrow.